Beginning this afternoon, KUAR will begin airing a three-part series of reports looking at the COVID-19 outbreak at Arkansas prisons. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on what's ahead.
The reporting is funded by the National Geographic Society's Emergency Fund for COVID-19 coverage. Reporter Anna Stitt has been speaking with prisoners at the Cummins Unit, the families and friends of inmates who have died, and officials with the Arkansas Department of Corrections and Department of Health. She joins me now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Michael.
First, describe what the mood has been like at Cummins among inmates during this major outbreak.
Yeah, I've been talking with people inside Cummins for about the last month, and people are pretty scared and upset. They've seen people around them dying, their friends, a lot of people with life sentences who are often seen as the elders of the prison. People have also, as the prison's gone on lockdown, privileges have been taken away, like time outside for some people, while people who tested negative are also living with people who tested positive for COVID-19, often in the same cell. So everyone I talked to was feeling like the issue has not been handled well, and it's pretty scary for them.
And is there any confidence among these inmates in how the situation has been handled?
I would say no. I talked with several people who had been tested and 3 weeks later had still not gotten their results. When they finally did, the results weren't dated. And so without looking at video footage, it's pretty impossible to prove that delay. And the prison doesn't typically release footage. So it's pretty frustrating for them to be feeling underconfident, but not able to prove what's going on to the public.
And describe what the sanitation have been like described to you.
Yeah, so the prison reports regular cleaning, but the cleaning materials that they've been using are not certified by the Environmental Protection Agency for use against COVID-19. And prisoners I've spoken with say they haven't seen any deep cleans of barracks or bathrooms, common spaces during this time. I spoke with the Secretary of Health, who said he's less worried about what products are used, whether surfaces are clean. He says the main way the virus transfers is through people being close together, but people are also close together. So prisoners report that they feel like things are not clean, but they are not given the supplies to make that happen.
For the families of inmates you've spoken with, how do they feel?
I mean, overall, they're scared and they're worried. I spoke with the daughter of one prisoner who said she doesn't have money to send him because her hours have been cut from COVID-19. And she said he's not getting enough food because he can't make purchases from commissary. She said, I'm not going to let the prison system kill my dad, but she also has very little power. He's sick, and she said she typically visits her dad in person instead of calling or writing, but that's cut off right now, so she's been trying to get her number on the call list and struggling to do that to get through to the administration. So she's even been having trouble talking with him as he's had COVID.
Yeah, communication, I'm sure, has been rough. In terms of the officials you've been speaking to, with either the Department of Corrections or the state health officials, how open do you feel they've been about the outbreak?
My experience is that they've been releasing what they're legally required to, but still sometimes even not that. I still haven't received some of the information I worked with an attorney to request on May 11th. There's been a lot of confusion also about COVID numbers. A prisoner died at the Random Williams unit in Pine Bluff on May 27th. And the coroner's report says he died of cardiorespiratory arrest due to COVID-19. But as of Friday, the Department of Health still wasn't reporting that anyone had died at Randall Williams' unit. So it's been a lot of piecing things together, the reporting process.
Well, finally, Anna, what questions do we still have at this point, several months after the first positive COVID-19 case at the Cummins unit?
Well, the story you'll hear tomorrow is about a 29-year-old who was in isolation up until the night he died. He had COVID-19. Prisoners report that prison staff sprayed tear gas that night, and what exactly the prison used is some of the data the prison is holding out on giving us. But he died that night, and even though his body's already been cremated, the crime lab has not released the autopsy results. We do know that the prison wanted to cremate his body without doing an autopsy as well, but an attorney intervened. The state police are doing a criminal investigation on that case, as far as I understand, so more will hopefully come to light. But for right now, a lot of question marks remain on that.
Okay, well, that's Anna Stitt, a reporter who has been digging into the COVID-19 outbreak at the Cummins unit in southeast Arkansas. You can hear her first report later today around 4:45 on KUAR. Anna, I look forward to your reports. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.